Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this September 23rd, 2025. I have your host James here. We're joined right now by our great friends from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We have Abby Underwood with us. Abby, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. This is going to be fun. We want a chance to hang out a little bit and get to know you, and it's going to be a chance to do that. We appreciate you. Now, you guys have some big upcoming events. I want to jump right in. One of the bigger events that I would say that the Chamber is a part of is the Legislative Breakfast. It's a big one, and it's right around the corner.
Yes, this is one that you definitely don't want to miss out on. It is happening October 17th at Mid-State Technical College from 7 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. If you're a member, it's $35. For a non-member, it's $45. They're just going to be having a bunch of people come in and talk a little bit about everything going on, hear updates from legislators and local community representatives. Also want to thank our sponsors for this, which is Mid-State Technical College, U.S. Bank, Findorf, and Domtar. Just sounds like it's going to be a really great time. We don't have a lot of this around the community area, so it's nice that they're coming around here. If you want more information about it, you can visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or call 715-423-1830.
We'll get that information out again before we wrap up. And Abby, you make a really good point there. We don't have a ton of these opportunities. There isn't just a ton of them in general, let alone in our area.
Yeah.
We're fortunate here at the station. Senator Teston and Representative Krug join us once a month, and we're able to talk with them. But that's one-on-one. That's me talking with them. And while I take input from the listeners all the time and some of those things, and I try to survey the area of things that want to be our listeners want to hear about, this is a chance for no middleman. It's just you and these representatives being there and being able to ask these questions, talk to them. We have so few opportunities like that in this day and age, and it's probably never been more vital to have these opportunities. The Chamber's been doing this for a long time, but it's really been in our favor that they have been, because now more than ever these opportunities are so important. I appreciate all the individuals that come to this breakfast and give their time to our community, answer these questions. I do ask our community to always act like adults. Treat these people with respect, the same respect you would want to be given. We have enough divisiveness in this day and age. I think that for the most part, and I think that overwhelmingly Wisconsinites are this person that I'm describing. This is not controversial for me to say in this state or anything, but I do think that it's a nice reminder every once in a while to treat people the way you want to be treated and to treat these individuals the same way. They are human beings. They are just like you and I. They deserve that. And they also deserve to hear what you think and feel, because that's their job. We the people. That's what this is about. This breakfast is an opportunity to be a part of that. Abby, can people do we need people to register for this event?
Yep. So registration is open now, and it goes until October 10th. It is a very popular event, so make sure you check it out and get registered before. Remember, if you are a member, it's $35. For a non-member, it is $45.
She ain't kidding, everybody. This does fill up very quick. Make sure to register. Make sure to get over there and do that. It's a nice reminder to me to do that, actually. I put that down in my notes. Networking at Night is coming up on October 20th. Can we hear a little about this?
Yes. So Networking at Night is coming up. It's on October 20th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And this is at Tamarack's Pub. I was actually able to go to my first Networking at Night the other night a couple weeks ago, and I had a lot of fun. It's just a great opportunity for members and future members to come in and network with each other. We have great appetizers and prizes and stuff, so it's just a great little time to sit down in a relaxed setting and chat with these people.
Tamarack's is a great spot, a great place, especially if you haven't been there before. Here's a wonderful opportunity to check it out. And we talked about these events quite a bit over the years, and one of the things we really focus on is that ability to be able to network, to be able to get to know other businesses in town, especially ones that you might not otherwise. This is just same thing as far as, you know, making friends or just getting to know new people and meet different people. We don't, the older we get, and I'm ancient, so you guys wouldn't know this, but the older you get, the less opportunities it feels like you have to meet people, get to know other people and stuff. And here's a wonderful chance to do that while also being able to check off a little work, which is something a lot of us like to be able to do, both boxes, kind of checking off and everything. It's a great event, wonderful one. Do people need to register for this one or just showing up?
So this one you can just show up to. It's free to attend for our members and future members. And It's going to be a great time. If you want more information on it, you can visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give us a call at 715-423-1830.
Speaking with Abby Underwood, Marketing Manager with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, another big event that you guys have coming up is the Business Expo. And one thing that I enjoy about this event is that it's big for not just employees, future employees, but businesses as well. It's a great opportunity, similar to what we said with the Legislative Breakfast, an opportunity for people to really one-on-one talk to people.
Yes. So our Business Expo is another big one. This is happening October 28th, and it's just a day of discovering and networking, so registration is now open but does close on October 14th. For members, it's $100, non-members, it's $120, and nonprofit, it is $50. So from 2 to 4 p.m., we have our business-to-business networking. That's where businesses can come in, bring your business cards to show at the front gate, just so you can conversate with each other and get to know what's going on around the community. And then we are open to the public for free from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., where you can just network with all these businesses, maybe find yourself a job if you're looking for that sort of thing, and just communicate. It is Candyland themed, so if you come along and you decorate your booth, you also have a chance for a reward.
It's very cool. The Candyland theme is perfect. It's a perfect for this. It's not only, I think, fun, a part of the event and everything, but it really fits the event in many ways. I like that part of it. And there's a line here that you have about this event, a day of discovery and networking. It's perfect. It's a great tagline right there. There are movie executives that would kill for to be able to come up with a little tagline for their movie that good. In part because it's certainly the networking part. We've kind of described that very well, Abby, and got into that. But the discovery part, we're seeing more and more, and we've been seeing this since the pandemic, more and more people are, you know, a job is great, but I want a career. I want something that I'm going to enjoy doing, or I want something that I'm putting back into my community while also making a paycheck, or whatever your criteria is for that perfect job or that career job that you're looking for. Now, you can look a lot of this stuff up online, and I know that, you know, most people can do those things nowadays, but there is just something missing there that you don't get that without this event. Being able to talk to people one-on-one, being able to ask those questions that kind of come up organically that you think of with somebody right in front of you. It's a great opportunity for employees that we're seeing with this event. On the other side of it, I would say, just as strong of an opportunity for businesses out there where, you know, so much of online, I haven't had to look for a job for a long time. But when I talk to a lot of my students or I talk to younger people about it, and one of the things that I found with teaching acting, teaching improv, is a lot of students just wanted to be more confident in interviews. And then it comes to, well, what are the interviews like? And I'm like, well, it's usually on the phone or it's online. And yep. And that's a whole new world to me. I didn't have to do that. And that makes it even harder to sell yourself. So yeah. Here's an opportunity face to face, breathing the same air as this person and being able to sell yourself to them and be able to ask those organic questions, those things that you just think of in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, I also think it's really nice. It gives you an opportunity to give like a great first impression as mm-hmm. well. Whereas over the phone and such, you don't get that until you come in. So
yeah,
it gives that.
It's a great chance.
Yeah, and also I would like to thank our sponsors for this: U.S. Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Samuels Group, Marshfield Clinic Health System, and Security Health Plan.
Big thank you to all of them. Buy local, support local, support all of them, everybody. And again, we're registering for this event, similar to what we said before, and we can give that information before we wrap up, Abby.
Yeah.
We do have one other thing I wanted to talk about with you, and that's the network exchange for safety professionals. Another one of these things that the Chamber does where you've got your signature events and things that we look forward to every year. I appreciate these ones where you see something in the community and you're like, oh, this would be a good one for us to discuss. This would be a good one to get some of our better minds together and have a speaker for, and this is another good one.
Yes, so this is our network exchange for safety professionals. This is free to chamber members, and registration closes for this October 22nd. We are doing this in discussion with topics on risk assessment, new approaches to identifying and mitigating workplace hazards. So we're going to be having our speaker, Chris Bartek from ERCO Worldwide, come in and talk a little bit about this while providing a snack and water. Again, this is October 29th. This is going to be hosted at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce from 11:30 to 1 p.m.
It's going to be a great event. We want you to be a part of it, everybody. In order to find out more or to register, Abby, how can they do that for this or any of these other events?
Yeah, for sure. If you want more information on any of these events or what's going on in our community, you can visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or call 715-423-1830.
Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to find out, keep up to date on things in your community. Sometimes last second things that will come up and that. But also a great way for you to share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. And it's another way to impact our community and help out our community. And of course, that website she mentioned, because this has been a great conversation. You both, you and Danielle have done a great job the last couple of weeks coming on and everything. It's been a lot of fun working with you all. That said, we've only scratched the surface of all the things that are available at the chamber, and you can find out more by going to their website. Whether it is community resources, workforce, economic development, all these different things are there for you at that fantastic website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And again, be sure to follow them on social media. Abby, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Say hi to the team over there for us, and we'll talk again real soon.
Most definitely.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate you being here for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.